by Yaakov and Pechudei, discussed by Arichus again, a chazara on the Bnias HaMishkan and the Kalim of the Mishkan. The Shaila is why I have to repeat, so by Arichus again, it says, Mamash, Tamat word for word again, all the big Bikun, all the Kalim. We spoke last time to Mahalach that since the Mishkan is a tikkun, a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and the Chet HaEgel, the way the Beis HaLevi, the Nefesh HaChaim is masbir, that the Emes, they had a machshavas gedolus, they wanted a poil ois. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu was not here, they needed a gedissa emsoi. And al pi soi des HaTorah, it was richtig, such a mahalach. Now the mistake was that since it was after Mount Torah, you can't make cheshbonis. After Mount Torah, it's kasher tziva Hashem. After Mount Torah, you have to do exactly like the tziva, you can't make cheshbonis. Before Mount Torah, they could make cheshbonis. That's why Yaakov was able to marry two sisters, because he had cheshbonis, even though the obis kept all Torah. We spoke about this in Yom Barichus. There's another mahalach that I heard. The Gemara says in Bechayrus of Yitzayin, Eefshel et Samtem. There's also the Eefshel et Samtem, Midei Shemayim, Midei Odom. And the Gemara tries to bring Raya to Lakan and Lakan. If it's shayach for a person to do exact, to be Mitzamtem, Mamash perfect to a size, or to an amount, or to a time, to time something perfectly. So the Gemara brings a whole bunch of Raya. One of the Raya, the Gemara says, is Toshma, you meet that Kalim. We meet as Mizbeach. The Torah says to make a Mizbeach. This amount of amas, the oran, an am and a half, 2.5 amas, that's exact to the molecule. No? So it's a right and actual something. So the Gemara answers, no, shiny also. The Rahman Omer of it, Ubachal Echad, the Moses Lameb, and Michalay. Do it as close as possible. Doesn't mean you have to do it exact. Make it be'erach 1.5 amas. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be exact. Make it as close as possible. Rashi says, the Farish, meaning that really they talk a word with Samson Yoch. They made it be'erach an am and a half. But it's a mahal to say that Fakert. Over here, Bissal had the chokhmah that he was taka able to do it exactly. And that's Tariqas, every kli, every side, every zak. He made it taka perfectly, amma v'cheti, amma shtey amas, exactly, that he was actually something. The Gemara, the pasuk, in the beginning of Ayakel, it starts talking about Shabbos. Eila ha-dvar ma-shatziva Hashem, sheshes yom te'osam alocha, gives the akdom about Shabbos. Eila ha-dvar ma-shatziva Hashem. There's a Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin. The Gemara says, Eila ha-dvarim, this is a makar to lametes malachas. Eila ha-dvarim is lametes malachas. Zok Rashi. Dvarim is 2. Ha-dvarim is 3. An extra. And the word Eila is gematria 36. So altogether, Eila ha-dvarim is the remez to the 39 malachas. That's shot on the Gemara. Eila ha-dvarim, Eila is 36. Dvarim, ha-dvarim is another 3. It's altogether 39. I saw pshat from Hagoyin of Yechiel Michel Stern. He says that he made a cheshbon in the Torah from Parsha Shmois. It says Dvorim or Hadvorim 39 times. That's what the Gemara means. Eila Hadvorim, that it says Dvorim or Hadvorim 39 times. There's another Gemara in Shabbat of Memtes. The Gemara says in Shabbat of Memtes on the days, the Lametes Malach is connected me. So Amr Rav Chanina Bar Chama, that's a famous connected Avodah HaMishkan. Everyone knows that Gemara. But the Gemara continues, Amr Rav Yonasan, it's a different pshat. Connected Malacha Melachdoi Malachas Sheva Torah Arboim Chasarakas. It says in the Torah 39 times the word Malacha or Malachdoi. And the Gemara says specifically, it is exactly 39 times. Adkidekach, the Gemara asks, yeah, the Yevshel Samson, the Gemara asks, it's Lachar 40. So the Gemara, the whole Shach of Atari in Shabbat of Memtes and the days, on one end is a pasuk by Yosef Atzadik, says, Vayobi Habai Solatis Malachdoi. Here's a shout, does Malachdoi mean Malachdoi Mamish? Or does it mean, to do a Avera? And on the other hand, there's a pasuk for Hamalacha Hoysadayim. This week in Vayakov, Hamalacha Hoysadayim. Again, the Gemara declares, does Malacha mean the Malacha or just mean the donations? So the Gemara says, if you want to have exactly the cheshbon of 39, one of those two has to get cut out. Either if by Yosef Atzadik it means Malacha, then by Hamalacha Hoysadayim it doesn't. Or fuck it, because otherwise it's going to be 40. Fred the Tosis Yontif in Shabbos, Perek Zion, he says, he counted up, he went through the Torah, it says about 65 times the word Malacha. The Gemara's mom is working it out, 39, 40, it says about 65 times. So the Tosis Yontif comes out with a cheshbon that we're not counting when it says Loi Tzatz and Malacha. We're only counting when it says Kalach Riyad, it says Malacha, Malacha, in a positive sentence. Never when it says Loi Tzatz and Malacha, those we're not counting. And then it works out perfectly to 39. So again, from Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern, he had a different cheshbon. He makes the whole chart, he works it out. He wants to say, no, Avada when it says Loi Tzatz and Malacha, also it goes into the cheshbon. But only when it's discussing Shabbat. When it's discussing Yontif, it doesn't go in the Cheshbon. Sayyid says the Lashon Lashon Sayyidah. Whenever it's discussing Yontif, it doesn't count. And he makes, it works out that places Yontif, Pshat comes out to exactly 39, and also his system that you do count the Lo Yisasim Olal, because if you don't count the Yontif Dika ones, it also comes out perfectly to 39. Now he adds that according to his Mahalach, he's still stuck, it comes out to 40. It comes out to 40. See, he has an ace. He says, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Emor, we spoke about this once. The Pasuk says an Emor, it says Eilam Oyadim, and then it says Sheishas Yomim Tasim Olach Techo. We spoke about it. How come it talks about Shabbos? This is the part of the Moedis. Pasuk is Agadama. These are the Moedis. First is Shabbos, then is the Moedis. But there's a Mahalach from the Goyim. The Goyim says, no, this is the Pesukim of the Moedis. Sheishas Yomim Tasim Olach Techo. There are 60 Yomim Toivim that you're allowed to do Malachas Eichom Efesh. Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach and Shavuos. Uvayayim HaShvi, but the 7th day, Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbos, and you're now allowed to do Malachas Eichom Efesh. According to that Goyim, this Pasuk is also talking about Malach of Yom Tif. So it doesn't go on the Cheshvin, so it works out in perfect also that there's exactly 39. Yeah, now, we already spelled out, we're going to talk about how come that in Parshas Kisiso, it says Shabbos after the Malachas HaMishkan. It says Parshas Truma, Parshas Tzeva, the whole Arichas, and then it discusses Shabbos. The Shom Rav Nei Israel is a Shabbos. By Vayakel and Pekudei, it says first Shabbat, and then it discusses the Mishkan. So we said, like last time, the Mahalach from the Beis HaLevi, that it depends if it's before the Chet HaEgel or after the Chet HaEgel. He gives a muscle that if a person has to marry off his son, Abad is going to get him the basic necessities, and Abad also he's going to get him a gold watch. But it depends how much he loves him. If he loves him very much, then he gets him the gold watch right away. And then afterwards he'll get him the necessities. But Shankain, after, if he doesn't love him as much, first he gets him the necessities. So the Beis HaLevi says Shabbos is the necessity. The Mishkan is already luxus, it's a luxury. Before the Chet HaEgel, first is the luxury, first is the Mishkan. And afterwards is also Shabbos. After the Chet HaEgel, it switches over. Azoy is up to Beis HaLevi. There's another Mahalach I saw, the Meshech Chochem in Parshat Vayakel. He says, we know the Malachas HaMishkan is Zoycha Shabbos. Karbonos in the Mishkan was Zoycha Shabbos. When they were Makos Karbonos. But the building of the Mishkan, not. What the Pshat? So he explains, because when you have a Mishkan and there's already Hashras HaShchinah, so the avoid of doing Karbonos in Azam Mokam of Mishkan is even Zoycha Shabbos. But to build the Mishkan, you have to first create that there's a Mishkan. That has to be done without creating any Chilul Shabbos. But he says it depends. Before the Chet HaEgel, it was really Molech Ol Haaretz Kvoyd. It's a Machlokes like Rishonim, but he goes with that Mahalach. That before the Chet HaEgel, it wasn't supposed to be Dafka Mishkan. It was supposed to be, everywhere was Molech Ol Haaretz Kvoyd. So what was the gather of Mishkan? Like bringing a carbon. It's an Avoid. After the Chet HaEgel, the only Plakam of a place of a Shuaz HaShchini is in the Mishkan. So first there has to be a Mishkan, and only then could you handle it as Ring Karbonis. Zot there a tremendous chiddush. Before the Chet HaEgel, not only would Karbonis be Doich HaShabbos. Even the essence building of the Mishkan would be Doich HaShabbos. Because the Bechina of building the Mishkan is also like a carbon as a. Hashem is already everywhere in the whole world. And building the Mishkan is like a void of Karbonis. And it would be Doich HaShabbos. Only after the Chet HaEgel does it have to say Shabbos before Mishkan. Chazal went out from here that it's to teach you that Shabbos, the building of the Mishkan is not Doich HaShabbos. That was only in Parshas Vayakel, after Kisisa, after the Chet HaEgel, that's when the system changed, and there's no more that Avodah Zarah in Mishkan is Doich HaShabbos. That's when it changed. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chavov, first it says in Chafei B'chov Isha Chachma Slave, the Yadea Tavu, the ladies that were smart, what were they smart? L'chare, how could a lady donate to the Mishkan? Anything she owns, Mashakonti Isha Kana Bailo. But the truth is, we know, my Yadea of an Isha also goes to the Baal, only because Mizan itself is on the Baal. But it's not Hamidbar, that everyone got their own mon. So it wasn't really Mizanis of the Baal with Achroi. So the Maisi Yadayim of an Isha, Taka belongs to her. So some of the Chafetim, she couldn't donate, it all belongs to the husband. But B'chol Isha Chachma Slev, Zokav Shlema Kluger, B'chol Isha Chachma Slev, she had a Chachma, she Chach, that is mon, and there's no problem. So the Yadea, so she made Maisi Yadea, and that she was able, it was her, she was able to donate, because there's not Mizanis al Baal. The next pasuk says, "V'chol hanoshim asher nosel liban oisane b'chokma tavu es ha'izin." There were certain ladies that had a gavaldik chokma. They would weave the izin. This Chazal learned out that they would weave the izin on the while it was on the sheep. Who are these v'chol hanoshim? The gavaldik yediyah. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says, "V'kolei ben in Divrei Hayomim aleph perik beis pasuk yudches v'kolei ben chetzroin hoymeres et azuva." And if you learn up in the mafarshim, that means he married someone named Azuva. Isha, the Eth Urias, and he married Urias. And then it said, but Thomas Azuba, Azuba died, and then he married Ephras. But you got what call of his Ephras. If you read the Pasuk of Pshute, it says that Kalev married three ladies. Azuba, Urias, and Ephras. If you look at the Targum Yosef, there's a Targum Rav Yosef on Ksuvim, in Divrei Hayomim, he says, Azuba and Urias is the same lady. It's all Miriam. The Gemara says in Soita Be'emes that Azuva Zu Miriam. Why is she called Azuva? Because when she had the Tzaras, everyone was oiz of her. And that's chatting the Pasuk. But Thomas Azuva, not that she died, she became a Metzoyer. And then when she got healthy again, he remarried her, then it's Ephras. But Azuva, she's called Azuva, and then she's called Uriah. Zop the Targum Yosef. She's called Uriah because she was able to do B'chochma to weave the Uriah's Ezim while it was still on the Uriah's Mishkan. If you read the Russian of the Targum, B'hava Ozla B'chochma Sa Yosef Ma'adi Al Gdiyosan De Azio B'Deloy Gazin Mutal Uriah's Mishkan. So the Pasuk in the Rayom is telling us that who is this Noshim, not the Levite made the Tavu with the Ezim? It's Miriam herself. Now Miriam married Kalev. Now who is the one that made the whole Avodah Mishkan? Bezalel, then Uri, then Hur, then Kalev, then Yefuneh. Bezalel is, and I believe before the Pesukim of Divrei Yomim, Bezalel is the Uri Enikel of Bezalel, then Uri, then Hur, then Kalev, then Yefuneh. And he's also an Enikel of Miriam. And it's even more interesting that the Yalkut Shemoni says that Yocheved and Miriam were both Zoycha. Yocheved was Zoycha to Moshe and Aaron, and Miriam was Zoycha to Bezalel, that he built the Mishkan. Yocheved was Zoycha to two, Moshe and Aaron. And Miriam is only Zeichet to one, to Bezalel. No, Miriam is also Zeichet to two, to herself and to Bezalel. There was two people that were involved, two people that were the Chochmah. Bezalel, who's Miriam's great-grandchild, and also Miriam herself. The Gemara in Sanhedrin works out that from these Pesukim, Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Hur, Ben Kalev, Ben Yefuneh, the Gemara works out, Afi Cheshbon, that in those days people used to give birth when they were 8 or 9 years old, and that Bezalel himself was exactly only 13. He has to be at least 13, we spoke last time, because this is in Lishma, he has to be a God, he has to be Lishma. But we had a different Mahalach. Uman koine b'shvach kli, so he has to be able to be masked back. But that's who Bezalel is. He's an enikel of Kalev and Miriam. And Miriam is the b'chol ha'noshim. That's Miriam herself. Vayas Bezalel es ha'oroin. It says in Lashon Yochid, the Rishonim talk, how come sometimes it says vayasu, vayasu, by the oroin, it says vayas. The Meshech Chochma says, gevaldik, he says, all the other kelim of the Mishkan, there were repeats. When they built the Meis HaMikdash, they created new ones. The only thing that was the original one, always, it was the original Bezalel, was the Aron. The Aron Keseder, the Mikdash Rishon, Chelik of the Mishkan Sheni, was always Bezalel. That's why Yad Bezalel, that's Aron. You know, it's really Pashas Pekudei, so we'll move along. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Mishkan HaEdus. Asher Puka Al Pimoshe. What's the Dogish that it's Mishkan HaEdus? It's a big sugi, it's Negei, it's Zvachim, there's Makaris to it already, Yerushalmi in Megillah, Duchsach, that the only time, whenever there's right, Kiloi Basim El Hamanucha Vel Anachla, that in Shiloi, and in when there was Beit HaMikdash, there was an Isra of Bamas. Whenever there was, other times in the Givoi, and the other times there was Heter Bamas, but in Shiloi and in Beit HaLanim, there was an Isra of Bamas. You could only be Makav in the Beit HaMikdash. But there are Rayas, that the only time that's true is when there's an Oren Bim Koimai. Whenever there's no Oren Bim Koimai, then Avad, you're allowed to be Makav the Bamas. The Nakuda of why it's also resulted, and that's the Dovish of the Pasuk, that the Meshech Chochma, Mishkan HaEdus. When it's Mishkan HaEdus, then it has the din that it's Ma'akiv and you can't be Ma'akiv on Bamas. Now, at the beginning of Pekudei, it talks about the Cheshbon, exactly how much Nechoshes, how much Kesef. Now, Pasuk Pshat, why does it say exactly how much Kesef? Because Kesef, they knew exactly how much, because each one gave Ma'akiv HaShekah. But Zoh, people also gave Kol HaShe Yizven HaLiboy, there's no, it doesn't say the Cheshbon. Now the Shal is by Nechoshes, it says the Cheshbon, even though it wasn't specific Machzis HaShekel. So I heard a Pshat, Nechoshes, the Karger people gave, the people that are a little bit stingier. So the Nechoshes, the Yidden, that were the ladies of Nechoshes, they want to know exactly what happened with the money. The golden Yidden, Lav Dafi, the Torah has to give account for everything. Now you have the Kier, the parts of the Kier, you have over here in Pekudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Right, Vayotem es Akir ben Oyel Meir ben Mizbeach, Vayiten Shoma Mayim. It doesn't say Vayiten Boy Mayim, Vayiten Shoma Mayim. There's no din, the Mayim has to be in the Kir, it has to be in that place. Granted it was a Kir. The din in Bikr has to be there. Now the Pasuk says, Verochasu Mimenu Moshe V'Aaron Uvono. There's a steer in Pesukim, it's very interesting. Over here it says, Verochasu Mimenu Moshe V'Aaron Uvono, Es Yudeim Es Raglein. In Parshas Kisisa, it says, V'rochatu Aaron uvonov mimenu, es yideim es raglein. Doesn't mention Moshe, it says Aaron uvonov. Now the mind is like this. The Gemara says in Zvachim, that you test, Omer af yoyti bar chanina, kol kior she'ein boy, kidei lakadish arbo koyhane mimenu, ein mekashin boy. A kior, there's a size, it's ma'akiv, it has to have, passes, it's been, Sassemus, I think, talks about it, if the din that the kiyah has to be that big, and also taka have that amount of water. A kiyah has to be big enough, and also taka, the pile, have that amount of water enough to do kiddush yadayim reglayim on four people. Why? Kol kiyah she'ein boy, kidei l'kadosh arba kohanim, taka doesn't mean size, inside that amount of water, ein mekachin boy. Shenemar, v'rochasu mimenu moishe v'aron u'bonav. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in our parashat in Pekudei, v'rochasu mimenu moishe aron u'bonav, moishe, aron, and a lot of any summer. Nadav and Avihu doesn't count. I don't know why. The Russians talk about it. They weren't nifter yet. But the pasuk from Da'at, which should be six. But the pasuk from Da'at, Moshe, Aaron, Ubon, I'm sorry. The Gemara's Medayik. Moshe, Aaron, Ubon, it's Moshe, Aaron, and a lot of any summer. You look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdosh, Perek Hei, Aloch Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Kama Mayim, Tzarech Lias Bakir, Rambam says, stresses the amount of water, not the size of the kir. How much water has to be in the kir? Ein pachas michdei lekadosh mimenu arba kohanim shenemar, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. V'rochatu aron ubonav mimenu. How does that form? V'hayu Elazar isamar upinchas iman. Once again, not the one of you don't count, but it's Elazar isamar and Pinchas. So there's a stira. The Rambam is going different than the Gemara. They both say the same halacha four, but the Gemara goes that with the cheshbon of Moshe Aaron Elazar isamar and doesn't count Pinchas, and the Rambam counts aron. Ubanov, including Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas, and not Moshe. Now, the Rambam doesn't count Pinchas. That's totally in the Sugyan Zvachim that Gimel, whether it's Sky and Pinchas at this stage. Because the Machlokes was Pinchas already a Kohen? Or maybe since he was already born when they gave the Kahuna to Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, so Pinchas was not a Kohen yet, and he only received the Kuna. So Machlokes, Nisgayin Pinchas Achaharag Lazimri, or Loi Nisgayin Pinchas Achaharag Lazimri? The Pasuk says, the Pharisee Pashas Pinchas bin Asati, I say, Brisi Sholin. But one shot, he already was a kohen, he would have lost it elsewhere. He got it back. But it's a machloket. So the Rambam is going to go like the sheet that Pinchas at this stage wasn't. The Rambam goes that Pinchas was already a kohen, and the Gemara is going Pinchas wasn't a kohen. But what's the other chelik? Monashar, do you count Moshe or not? So the emphasis is a matzah. How do you count Moshe? Moshe did the avodah on the first shivus he made miluim. But during the shivus he made miluim, only Moshe did avodah. On Shmini la miluim, by Yibayei Mashmini, so Aaron Ubon started doing the avodah, but then Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do any avodah. So you could say the doichik still. Among the smite you may be William, there was Moshe and Aaron Abana. The Beryl set up shot. The Shabbat Salvechik, he said that even on the eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu went in to be Meshtachavim and to be Medabra Nashchina. And that's also a Kibbutz Avoy. That also requires Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So even on Yom HaShemini, Moshe Rabbeinu also was in the Chel. Of Rapshe, that's the Bikur, the Rambam with the Gemara. Hefshe Kenzai, and then gave the Shaiv. And on the other hand, you have to know both of them. Side the Rambam and side the Gemara, don't count Nadav and Aviv. Pasuk says, V'rach to Aaron Ubanov. We know that Halacha and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalit that a person has to do Netilas Yadayim. It's like a bracha. Shakichonim Mitzvayis Yitzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah is Ma'arich about it in the beginning of it in Siman Dalit. It's Adama. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Why do you have to do Netilas Yadayim? The Rosh says because Yadayim Shel Adam is Askonios and he maybe touches a Mokem Etunif, so you have to wash his hands in the morning. And the Rashba says, because in the morning we become like a Briya Chadosha, in Shubas HaRashba, the Rashbi writes, we become like a Briya Chadosha, and just like the Koyanim used to happen, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the next morning, right? Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, you had to do the next morning, so a whole Adin over here, you had to do, in the morning you had to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, right? There are a few things that are Machayim. Hawais HaShachar is Machayim, and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, going out of the Mishkan, or the Beit HaMikdash, you have to come back in, you have to do again Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The sound that you did, it's Fasemis, it writes in the second paragraph, Vachem, that there's a whole litany if a person falls asleep if he has to do a week Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the Fasemis has a tzad to be Mechadish that the reason is not Hesach Hadas. He says even if it's a small amount of shame, it's not Hesach Hadas, but it's a psul yoytze, because when a person goes to sleep, so his neshama goes out. So it's Alzdin yoytze, he has to rewash Alzdin yoytze. Not after Hesach Hadas of the shame, after Din yoytze of the shame. It's great to Kiddush. Akoponim, that's the two pshatim in Netilas Yadayim. The Rambam is saying that the makor of Netilas Yadayim is from the din of Kiyor. Dumiyut that at the Koyim, before the Avoyda, we do a Netilas Yadayim. Now, the Emes is another reason why we have to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning, because when we wake up, and maybe even if you don't wake up, even if you slept the whole night, but the night itself brings down a Ruach Ra. And a person has to wash Netilas Yadayim three times each hand after Ruach Ra. But the Mishnah Berurah explains that after Ruach Ra, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Of time of Ruach Ra alone, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. You need the other time, either of the Rosh or the Rashba, but that's the Machai, why you have to make a bracha, Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, what's the nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba? First of all, like the Rosh, L'chayri, you have to wash your hands for Mincha Ma'ariv also. In case you're dying, Maskoni Yisem, so you have to wash a Mincha Maariv. Like the Rashi, it's only once a day. Another Nafkimi is if you walk the whole night. If you're up the whole night, again, there's a suffix if this Ruach Ra, but you have to wash anyways, but you don't have to make a Bruch anyways. But I'll the Rashba and the Rosh, like the Rashba you have to, because even though it's not a Briach HaDosha, it's like Plug, like the Rosh, Lamaita, it's not Yedai Maskanis, you wouldn't have to. And the Rambam writes, like I've been up until you're dying, the Rambam writes, in Hilchas Tfilo, in the Alokas of Davening, Perak Dalet, Aloka Aleph, Chamisha Dvarim Ha'akman Es HaTfilo. Even if it's ready to Zman Tefillah, because Zman is also Ma'akif HaShteitzer, even if it's ready to Zman Tefillah, there are five things that are Ma'akif Tefillah. Taharas Yadayim, Kisui Ha'erva, Taharas Mokim HaTefillah, Dvorim HaChoyv Zemoyseh, things that are staring you, and Kavonis Aleh. And then he writes, Taharas Yadayim, Kate said, how do you do Taharas Yadayim? Roichet Yodav B'mayim, Adap Perik, you have to wash your hands, pull the Perik. And then he adds in Aloha Gimel, the Med Dvorim Amurim She'eni Metar L'Tefillah Elo Yodav Bilvah Dushar Tefillah. This that you only have to wash your hands is by Minchah Ma'ariv. Abul Shachris, Roichet Ponov Yodov V'Raglav. This is not what I'm Shulchan Aruch. You see, I just say in Rambam, Roichet Ponov Yodov V'Raglav. The person has to wash Ponov, I don't think the other one was lying like this. Ponov Yodov V'Raglav before Shachris. Zok to Raiv it, Afinart. Lo Yodafi Raglav Lom. First to Raiv it, I don't know where's the Rambam's Makar, that you have to wash your feet before Davin. Makhlaik is Rambam and Raiv. Lo Yodafi Raglav Lom. So the Ketzer Mishnah right away says, that the Makar of the Rambam is from a Gemara in Shabbos Afnun. The Gemara says in Shabbos Afnun on the days, Roichet Adam Ponav Yodav V'Raglav B'chol Yoyim B'shvil Koinah. Mishim Shenemar Kol Po'al Hashem L'Maneh. Often the Gemara, Roichet Adam Ponav Yodav V'Raglav B'chol Koinah. So that's the Makar of the Rambam. You have to wash your feet, your face, and your hands in the morning. Why? The Rabbi said, Lo Yadati. What does he mean? The Rabbi obviously learned Shad of this Gemara that it's not a Chiyuv. It's a Heter. I would think maybe it's a Shad of Vesubash. So the Pasuk Mechadish, you're allowed. Roichet Adam Ponav Yodav V'Raglav B'chol Koinah. Remek, you're allowed to. But not that you're machoyt. The Rambam learns that it's a chiyam, and he brings that out. You have to wash part of the other raglav by shakras. The Raivan learns that it's only a heter, but not that a chiyam. And therefore the Raivan asks, raglav lama. And I don't understand why this Raivan doesn't ask ponav lama. Where's the makar of ponav? Yadayim, I know. Rishonim said. However, if the Rambam says ponav yadav raglav, the Raivan says, I don't know where's the makar for raglav. And ponav, where's the makar? If the Raivan doesn't know that the Gemara in Shabbos is the makar, so then why doesn't the Raivan also shtel on where's the makar to wash ponav? Right, the right question is lo yadati raglav lom. So it's interesting. I saw that the chiddush, the Torah Tamima, wants to say a big chiddush. He wants to say, what's the chat in the Rambam? Nupshat, makar for the Rambam. That the Rambam is going to get out. We say in the Rashi that the makar of Netilas Yadayim is from Kiddush Yadayim for Raglayim of the Beit Hamikdash. So if there's a makar of Kiddush Yadayim for Raglayim of the Beit Hamikdash, oy vazoy, can zayn that for Shachrit you have to talk about yodav viraglav. He doesn't explain ponav, there's not enough rechitas ponav, but Yodav Raglav will learn out from the Kiyar. Taka, dumya to the Kiyar on the base of Mikdash, that would be the Makar for the Rambam. And I would be mighty for Kinesh. That only answers Raglav. What is that ponav? The Raglav himself didn't answer from ponav. I don't know why, but Lachari didn't. On Raglav, we have a territory. So I was going to get to Dvar Chiddush. Maybe the Raglav also agrees that this Gemara in Shabbos, Roichet Adam, is a Chiyar. Maybe the Raglav had a Girsa, Roichet Adam, ponav the Yodav. And that was the Rabbi's kasha. He says, I know, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Afnun, why is it in front of the Yodo? Abul Raglav lo yadati lom. He's only asking on Raglav. In front of the Yifrit there's a Gemara in Shabbos. On Raglav, now we have the third thing. He says that maybe the Rambam's Makar is from Kiyar. Now it comes out of a very big Chiddush Ladina. I was always bothered. How come the Olam is not knowing? A lot of people aren't machmer to watch the Raglav. Could be people don't even watch Ponav. Maybe they just watch the Oy. There's a big Raglav, Ponav, Yodav, Raglav. So I thought maybe a Heter. There's also Halach and Shulchan Aruch, a dogma, in Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Reish Samach, there's a mitzvah to be Roichet Erev Shabbos Kol Gufay. There's a mitzvah, Mechitzas Kol Gufay Erev Shabbos. And L'chol HaPachas, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samach, L'chol HaPachas Ponav Yodav Raglav, on Erev Shabbos. The Mishabur writes them, they said, nowadays people aren't makhmer, people wear shoes, they used to go barefoot, so there was a chiyuv to wash Raglav. But nowadays people anyways wear shoes, there's no chiyuv to wash your feet. As I talked to Mishabur for the din of Mechitzas Ponav Yodav Raglav on Erev Shabbos. So I thought, maybe, that could also be added. The Rambam says this is a rechitas ponav yadav raglav in the morning. Okay, but nowadays it's not the halachim yochet, there's no problem. No. However, if you go with the Torah Tamim, it's not some inyan of nikiyas. It's learned out a din from kiyar. It's not going to make a cheshbon halachim yochet, it's not dirty. There's a din of kiyar to wash the yadav raglav. Like the Torah Tamim comes out, it's a rich shver, hard on the belt. Lechard is it's a chumra, the shita's a Rambam, to wash ponav yadav raglav in the morning. At the end of Parshas Pekudei, it doesn't say. We know at the end of every Parsha, it says the amount of psukim, and then it gives a simen. It gives always a simen for each parsha, for the amount of psukim, and it gives a simen. Vayakel, kuf chav bev, sanua simen. It says always a simen. Pekudah doesn't say a simen. I once heard a pshat, so I'm a chudish to the pshat, that it said, really, at the end of the parsha, it said, tzadi bev psukim, 92 psukim, beli kol simen. The simen is beli kol. Beli kol is 92. And the printer thought, tzadi bev psukim, beli kol simen. There's no simen. So they took it out. Said, originally it said, tzadi bev psukim, beli kol simen. Efshep, so. It's parsha shkolim. Shabbat parsha shkolim. Efshep, a little bit the Indian of machta shekel. Is the Indian of giving matzah a shekel lechaper al nafshei seichem. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky write, what's the lechaper al nafshei seichem? Why matzah a shekel? So he says, because the yefer, the egel, by yisparku kolam es nizmei hazov, they took off the nizmei zov. And how much is the nezem? Well, it says by Rivka and Pashas Chayisor, a nezem zov beka mishkolen. Beka is a matzah a shekel. So everyone gave a nezem is matzah a shekel. Even though there was gold and her was silver, the ikkar is you go back to the weight. And therefore, it's a kapara for the chayt egel. Everyone donated a matzah a shekel worth of gold. I said nizmei zov achar means two. So he says because in the shekel akoydish is always double of shekel choyl. So if you go there, it's two, so it still works out. Everyone donated two earrings, but still it works out. In the alzuch he writes the reason why we give matzah a shekel is because only the gvarim were chayt in the chayt egel. The nashim weren't chayt, so it's plag rufah. So therefore you only give a matzah a shekel. Now about the end of giving tzedakah. You know, it says, v'nosnu, the word v'nosnu can be read backwards and forwards. Palindrome, right? That's the word. V'nosnu. You can read the rest backwards and forwards. To teach you that, Andrew say, you should give tzedakah and then give again. Andrew say, the world goes around, that you give tzedakah and the end it comes back to you. The goyim is also medayik. It says, v'nosnu is katma v'azlo. The world goes around, you give tzedakah. Could be you'll be at the receiving end afterwards. Beis Hashem, you should be at the giving end. Or v'nosnu, it goes around and around. Also the word tzedakah in atbash, the word tzedakah in atbash, it's also can be read backwards. Tzadi in atbash is hey, dalit is kuf is dalit, and hey is tzadi. Tzedakah is read backwards, is a palindrome in atbash. I saw b'shem to Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra had a chokhmah, he wrote palindromes that were ganze sentences. He said over that there's a pasuk, not a pasuk, he made a melitza, but it goes, it's a whole bunch of words. And that sentence can be read backwards also. And the answer back is, that also, that parrot that Hashem is saying, I'm going to come in time, is also, can be read backwards. Kedushin. Zeh Yitnu, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was niskashi in the Machtas HaShekel. He wasn't able to be mastered. What's the meaning of Machtas HaShekel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him Mazdeh Shel Eish. Allah read, what is the meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskashi in the meaning of Machtas HaShekel? What's so hard? Machtas HaShekel. So there's a pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu was tamua on the meaning of Kesef. Kesef on one hand could do gevaldige zaken. Kesef could do with tzedakah and chasodim. You could do gevaldige zaken with Kesef. On the other hand, Kesef could bring to all kinds of korbanos. So Moshe Rabbeinu was niskashi. How could it be that there could be a dover v'yifucha in the same tzias? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Mazdeh Shel Eish. Eish is the same thing. Eish, on one hand, is, could make churban, it could be mass of the whole world, it could burn things down. But on the other hand, Eish is, for Bishul, for Chimam, it's Mamash Ma'akev without Eish. So he showed him that, you see such a musik, that something can Mamash come to the grass, the churbanis, or can be the grass, the tayalas. You have to know how to use it. The pasuk says, "V'le'yia behem negev b'skoy da'isam." You should be careful to count them with a matzah shekel. It shouldn't come on my geifa. Pasuk shot in the pasuk, because if you count them by pointing at them, it's going to become a geifa. So mother zat, there's a gemara in Yuma that chavbeis and madeis. The gemara says that when they made the pious in the Beis Hamikdash to count to figure out which coin would get the avoidus, everyone stuck out a finger and they would count the fingers. For the gemara in Yuma that chavbeis, the limnu lehula, they do what? You count the kahana themselves. So the Gemara, it's going to come to a korban. You're not allowed to count people. And the Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk in Tanakh that they counted people with the toyim. Everyone gave a sheep, and they counted in Vayifkedeim the toyim. There's another place Vayifkedeim the bozok. Everyone gave a gemisazach, and they counted. Why don't you learn that fact in Masha? It says we have a fairish for a year behem negev b'fkoydoisam. So the Masha says, out this pasuk alone, it could be mean something else completely. It means that this is the mechapla and the chayte ego. It's saying you should count them in order to be machapra on the chayte egel. Not that there's anything wrong with counting by the people themselves. Over here, the Vavoy Abraham Negev is only an Indian of the... It shouldn't come... Kapara for the Chedeo. Oh, but Lepia Emes, Dr. Marshav, I do not. Lepia Emes, the Vavoy Abraham Negev, Taka means... Taka means that... you have to count so it shouldn't become to my gate the dotted line of counting. The etim counting causes an ayin hara, it causes a gavisa, it can come to a churban. But the emes is machaper on the chayt ha'egel. There's a medrash tanchuma that if you want to know how much it came out when they gave the matzah shekel, if you take the Rosh Tavis of the names of the shvatim, Reuben is Reish is 200, Shin is Shimon is 300, Yud is only, Yehuda is 10, Yisachar is 10, Zvon is 7, if you count the Rosh Tavis of all the names of the shvatim and you add it up, it comes up to 597. Connected 597,000 of the Yidden. Because 3,000 died by the Bayi Egel. And if you're left with 597, it's interesting to be clear. It says that 3,000 died were only ones that were killed at the Saif, or 3,000 includes the ones that were killed also by the Mayim and the Magaif. We were talking about that last time. We're going to find it's Chlo. Yeah, I think it's 3, yeah, I know. Ha'osir lo yarbeh v'hadal lo yamit mimachsis ha'shekel. L'chayr is a pella, of course it can't be. The purpose of the matzah shekel is to count and know how many yidden there are. The usher is going to give more, the dollar is going to give less. You're not going to know the right amount. But maybe it means that, let's say, a few ashirim and a few aniyim could get together, and the usher would give proportionally more, meaning all together, 10 of them will get 10, 5 ashirim and 5 aniyim will get together, they'll give 10 matzah shekel. Just the ashirim will give most of it, the aniyim will give a little bit. But otherwise, the badi each one has to give an amount. Ha usher la yarve, the taime amikra, is Ha'osha Layarb is Munach Rabbi. They have to leave over 4/5. Ha'mevazin al yevazin yoyser mechaymish. Ha'osha Layarb Munach Rabbi. A person knows they have to leave over 4/5 of his mechazin. The Ramban writes, Ha'osha Layarb v'adal lo yamit. Dr. Ramban, it's a lav day rice. It's a lav. The adal lo yamit, it's a lav day rice. Now, I didn't see in the Moini HaMitzvahs, the Ramban, the Chinuch, Sadi going, the Ramban himself in his minyan mitzvahs, he doesn't count Hadal lo yamit is a mitzvah. Over the Ramban he writes very sharp that Hadal lo yamit is a lav. I was telling Yashir Chiddush based on this Ramban, it's not in the minyan mitzvahs, but he says it's a lav. The Ramban writes that for matzah shekel, afilu oni amisparis in the tzedoko, shoyel meacheru mumoicher ksusoy shal kseifoy, there's a din of chizur al apsochem, there's a din of mechilas ksusoy, in order to give the matzah shekel. The friend in the first one, why is there a chiyuv lachzor al apsachim for matzah shekel? What happened to the klal of amavaz? They dal yivaz of yaisim yichaymish. Why do you have to spend more than a chaymish of yinachosim? How come there's a din of lachzor al apsachim? My matzah shekel. So I wonder, Amal, it's not a chiddush. Like the Ramban, it's a lav also. We know the klal is for a mitzvah's essay, you have to spend up to a chaymish nachosim. But when there's a lav, for a lav you have to give up all your money. So since over here there's also a lav, adal ayamit, out of the lav you have to spend all your money. It's a very big chiddush. First of all, it could be only a lav of lav that a guy tells you to do an aveira, bekum be'esed, you're going to go do an aveira. You have to pay him up all the money you own. But to do a lav she'ain by ma'isa, I'm not so pashut. Here, it's v'dal v'yam, not giving. I'm not so pashut that you have to give all your nafasim. Also, the Ram said you have to be mechadar al apsochem. For a lav, I never heard you have to be mechadar al apsochem. A guy said, yeah, you better be able to lav or give me $1,000,000. You don't have to go collecting money. If you have $1,000,000, you have to give all your money. Why should you mind that, right, for an essay, a fifth of your nafasim? For a lav, all of your nafasim. Allah Shaman is a din of Chazar al Apsachim. It's a din of Bechiras Ksos, Chazar al Apsachim. So you have to know. The Pasha, the real Teret is why there's no problem of Ambadid, Ayyabadid, Yosem Yichaymish, the Yosei, the Bir Alacha writes it. Over here it's a specific amount you have to give. Machtis HaShekel. Ambadid, Ayyabadid, Yosem Yichaymish means the guy has to do Mitzvahs Esrik. Now Esrik is very expensive. What should he do? Should he spend even more than a fifth of the Chazar? No. Ambadid, Ayyabadid, Yosem Yichaymish. But over here the amount is good for Machtis HaShekel. The Bir Alacha says the same, it's like the Pidyon Aved. The Gemara Kedushin has a shy if a person only has enough money to be paid himself or his son. Which one should he be paid? Friends, the Rekash Gaval, you only have to spend up to a fifth of your Nechassim. He only has enough to him or his son, he doesn't have... So the Doichik, they say, he has 25. He doesn't have 5 shlun, he has 25 shlun. He's supposed to spend a fifth of your Nechassim, so he only has now a fifth. Of a person, that means the guy Taka only has 5 shlun. So the Terah says, yeah, because picking that Ben is a specific thing, give 5 shlun. It's not... that you gladly have to spend. That is the amount. Then after that, you have to give up till the last drop. It's anyways mukhlech. They ask the kasha every time a person's perei achayiv. Perei is balchayiv mitzvah. No, I only have to give a fifth. Oh, but then anyways, it's a klutz kasha, because after you pay him up a fifth, you still owe him. So pay him again, until you run out of all your money. Until you get to your last four prutas. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, the first perek, Be'echot ba'adar mashmiyam ala Shkolim, which is why Daka this week is Parsha Shkolim. Daka works out as exactly Rosh Chodesh, but somewhere around Rosh Chodesh Adar we learn Parsha Shkolim, because the Mishnah says Be'echad Ma'adar Mashmiyim Al Shkolim. Be'chamisha Asur Boy Shulchanos Hayoshim Medina. On the 15th already they would start putting out Shulchanos in the Medina. Medina either means Yerushalayim or Gantz Eretz Yisrael. And Be'chapei Boy on the 25th of Adar they would already be in the Mikdash. Mikdash either means Yerushalayim or Mikdash. Now in the Mishnah's Mavura, Mishnah Hey, it says over there, Noshim Avodim Ketanim are potter from Matzah Hashekel. Noshim Avodim and Ketanim are potter from Matzah Hashekel. What does it mean a cotton is potter from Matzah Hashekel? It's a big machloikus we show you. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, the Ramban Al HaTorah, Tosfos Yontif, they all say, Ben Yud Gimel, like all the other mitzvahs. When you're 13, you're machloikus. A cotton less than 13 is not machloikus. But there's machloikus, a lot of Rishonim, the Chinuch, Rashi Menachos, the Bartanura, the Goin, the Rekeya, a lot of other Makaris, they say no, by Matzah Shekel, it says the Therish in the Pasuk, you ben Esrim Shonim. You only chayim in Matzah Shekel when you're 20 years old. Now what's the Machlek is about? You have to realize, it says you're Matzah Shekel three times. Pasuk Yigimel, Pasuk Yidal, Pasuk Tezvot. One is for the Adonim, one is for the Karbonis, every year they would donate Matzah Shekel for the Karbonis, and one is for the donations of the Mishkan, Kol HaShoyiz Ven HaLibot. The machlokes here is when the pasuk says miben esrim shana v'mala. Is that going on the din of matzah shekel of every year of karbonis, or no? The din of matzah shekel every year of karbonis is from ben yud gimel. The din of ben esrim is going on the adonim. That's for the adonim, or maybe for that year when they gave to count the people. Then it was 20, but otherwise the is going to be 13. But it's a big machlokes b'shaim. If a person only has to give matzah shekel from when he's 13 every year, not when the first year of the mishkan, for the rest of all the years of the Beit Hamikdash, matzah shekel was donated from people above 20. As I help the Chinuch and the Baitanu and the Goy, or no, the Rambam and the Rabban say no, from the age of 13. It's totally in a Shaila and a Kirsten, the Yerushalmi also, but the evidence of Shaila had one up the Sukkah. Now, Noshim are also part of the Mishnah says. Why are Noshim part of it? So the Baitanu brings two pshat, and one is because it says, V'noshnu ish koifer nafshoi, ish v'lo yisho. Another pshat he says is because it's a Zman Groma. So it means it's a Zman Groma. Now, because of this, it becomes a big Shaila on the person. Are Noshim chayiv to daven Musaf? See, it says Noshim could be chayiv or chayiv to daven the other davenings, because the other davenings is rachamim. Is rachamim. But Musaf is netto, is connected to karbonis. When the Shalom upon us was saying, Tfilas Musaf is connected to karbonis. So on Noshim chayiv and karbon Musaf. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down in Tshuva, from Shulchan Aruch, b'shem, the Tshuva is b'salam roish, Noshim apata from Matzah Shekel. And since Noshim apata from Matzah Shekel, who are they? They're apata from davening Musaf. The Tzlach also says they're potter from davening Musaf. The Tzlach though says not some of it because it's a Zman Groma. I, Shachos, and Minchah is also a Zman Groma. Yeah, but there it's Rachamim. Over Musaf, which is not Rachamim, which is Zman Groma. So not somebody they're potter from Musaf, either because since they're potter from Matzah Shekel, they're potter from Musaf. And by the way, Matzah Shekel itself, they're potter either because of Zman Groma, because of Ishmael and Isha, or they're potter from Musaf, some of it because it's a Zman Groma. So the Chayim have a Kasha, the Amud Eor has a Kasha, the Chubas Amud Eor, the Stifle talks about Mesechtes Hochen. There's a machloikis tanoim, or kohanim and levim chayiv matzah shekel. Machloikis tanoim, the Mishnah Shkolim, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, a machloikis between Ben Bukhri and Rav Yechon and Ben Zakeh. Ben Bukhri holds, kohanim and levim are potter from matzah shekel. And Rav Yechon and Ben Zakeh says no, kohanim and levim are chayiv. Machloikis tanoim. So fact is, Feifler, according to Ben Bukhri, so kohanim are not chayiv and davening musaf, levim are not chayiv and davening musaf. You'll say they're not, even derived from a Gemara in Sukkah, Yeshua ben Hananya, Davin Musaf, and he was a lady. Now you talk, and the truth is you can ask more. The Chuvas Marsham has a Shaila. Maybe any Bachar under the age of 20 shouldn't Davin Musaf. If you go with the Shitas and Rishonim, that only when someone is above 20 is Chayav Matzah Shekel. Maybe the din should be that only someone who's over 20 should be able to be unwanted to Davin Musaf for the Omet, and you might even see where you're there. If you're telling me that Chayav is saying Noshim HaPater, then who of them Kehanim should be Pater? And who of them anyone that's not Ben Esrim? Shver Zak, you have to start making chalukim. Maybe Noshim are more Mufka than Kehanim and Ben Esrim. We have to know what the chalukim could be. Now Kehanim itself, what's the deal? We said Ben Bukhri holds their Pater. Rabbi Yechon Zakeh says Kehanim and Leviyam Achai. Zotzi Gemara, what's the machlokes? So the Yerushalmi brings to Mishnah Shkolim, but the Yerushalmi Shkolim says Rabbi Yechon Zakeh learns that from Ze Yitnu. Ze is Marve. Ze is Gematria Yud Beis. To be married a shaved lady. But Ben Bukhri holds their potter. Why? Because Ben Bukhri Darshan's, the lesson of the potter is called Ha'aver al Pikudim. So Ben Bukhri Darshan's called the Over al Pikudaya, only people that we counted. And since shaved lady we don't count, we only count the rest of the Shvatim, called Ha'aver al Pikudim. Only the ones that we count. For after Yerushalmi, so what is Rav Yechon and Ben Zakeh? He says called Ha'aver al Pikudaya. Called Ha'aver al Pikudim. So Rabbi Yehuda Tamazaki says, no, called the Ovar Biyama, whoever went through the Yamsuf. Called the Ovar Biyama. Some people make a mistake. They read it, called the Ovar Bima, whoever passes through the Bima. Everyone would walk over a Bima and give them out the Shadow. But the real upset is called the Ovar Biyama. Rabbi Yehuda Tamazaki makes a reboy. Whoever went through the Yamsuf is Chayiv Matzah Shekel. Called the Ovar. So the Shalom, how do we just pass it? Called the Ovar Biyama, or called the Ovar whoever is counted? Now the Shalom is like this. This a funeral. This is Shpeit. First of all, there's a Gemara says that there's a Havamina in Erech and Dafdalit. The Gemara says Erech and Kehanim Leviim Yisrael Machayiv. Frak the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Of course. So tomorrow I would think maybe Kehanim Apata, because since Kehanim, according to Ben Bukhri, are not in Leviim also. Are potter from Asta Shekel? Maybe they're potter from Erech and Oso. That's the Shalom Melech. How could you have a Zahar Mina? According to some Rishonim, only a Ben Esrim is Chayiv and Shkolim. Avad is the din of Erech and from Ben Yud Gimel. The Pesukim say the price of an Erech and of someone is 13. So it's Mukhla that it's not Tali. How could the Gemara have a Hav Mina? That Kehanim are not Nechel on the Parsha of Erech and because they're not Nechel on the Parsha of Shkolim. It's Mukhla not like that. Ketanim, up till Ben Esrim, according to a lot of Rishonim, are not Nechel and Shkolim. And Avad is the din of Erech and. So how could the Gemara have a Zahar Mina? Another shayla he has, Shalom Melech, it says Ketanim are not Chayiv, but if they want they could donate. The Dievet, if they give, they're allowed to give. It's more the Chiddush is, I would think maybe they're not giving B'leif Sholem, Kamashlan they are. Which kind of Ketanim are you talking about? So Bishlam, like the Barthin, we're talking about someone less than 20. But like the Rambam and the Ramban, we're talking about someone less than 13. How could he donate? He doesn't have Das to be Machna. Midr Abbanon, a cotton has Das to be Machna. But Midr Eis or not? So the Shamel says in Eifel, he says, Midirais, it's not a problem. Midirais, let the cotton donate. I am not giving it B'leif Sholem. Batul B'roiv. Nor Midirabbanon is a din of Dovership, a minion, any Batul B'roiv. No, Midirabbanon, a cotton has enough Das that is able to be Machna. So the Marashat, it's not going to be a problem. That's a Chedush. Now there's three Pesukim here. One is for the Machnas HaShekel of the Adonim. One is for the Machnas HaShekel of the Karbanis. And one is Kol HaShem Yizbenu Liboy. The pasuk is not three machnas shekels. We know you're supposed to give three machnas shekels. The pasuk is not three machnas shekels. There's only two machnas shekels. The third one is tamazay in a dog. If you look good in the Ramban is meduyik that even for nidvas hamishkan there was a special din of machnas shekel. Besides the din of kol asher yizbenu liboy, there was also a besunder din of machnas shekel. Shpeit. That's what we'll just end off. There's a big machlokes Rashi in the Ramban when they counted the yidden here, it comes out that there was 603,550. And the Pella is this minion is right after Yom Kippur when they're donating for the Mishkan. And the Pella is at the end of the Midbar in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? The Echad L'Chodesh Hasheni, again they count all the Yidden, and again the exact number is 603,550. Fred Rashi, how could it be that on Yom Kippur, month of Yom Kippur, there was 603,550, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar again, there was exactly the same amount. Nobody died, nobody became 20, nobody became over 60. Segeish. So Rashi learns that the Kaveh of becoming 20 is not totally on your 20th birthday. It's totally in Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you became 20, you didn't suddenly enter the Cheshvan. Even if you were already 20, your birthday was in Shvat somewhere. You didn't count. Only after you passed the next Rosh Hashanah. So since from Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, there's no Rosh Hashanah yet, it stays the exact same number. Because even if you became 20, you didn't go into the Cheshvan until you passed through Aleph Tishrei. You had to be 20 plus a Rosh Hashanah. And this is no Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Trept in Amban, that answers people that became 20, but nobody died. The Pella, nobody died. And I'll add on, it's the first day they did. By Anoshim HaShahoyu Temeim, L'Nefesh Adam, somebody died. So that's why you could answer that it was from Shevet Levi. A kupon of life to Ramban, but nobody died. Without the pasuk of Ahiyah, not Shemashah to name, but nobody died. The Ramban was different. The Ramban says about the more people became 20. And about the more people also died. But by coincidence, it happens to be that it was also, again, the exact same amount of people that died worked out that it's 603,550. The Nafkamina is that, like Rashi, it's the same exact people. It's the same 603,550 people. Like the Ramban is different people. About a lot of more people became 20, a lot of people died. It came out to be the exact number. Then the Ramban adds a chiddush, because it's still shver. In 6 months, I don't know what you say, it's called this population growth. Like, more people are born than they die. There should have still been at least some kind of gidl tiv'i. There should have been a little bit of a growth. So the Ramban Bavanti says, maybe the first time it's counting them with Shevet Levi, and the second time it's without Shevet Levi. So maybe then, the taka comes out that there was taka more people. Another side that Ramban has, a big chiddush, that maybe this first minion by Yom Kippur counted people from 13. only in Chodesh Iyar they were counted from 20. To work it out, the Shitasi, for example, there's a lot of cheshbonos in the Pesukim, which Pesuk is 20, which one is 13 of us, and there's nothing inside. But after that, will be another head from Waitaka, they did grow more amount of people.